The River Oak Center uses classroom space in Arlington's St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. Northeast Florida students ages 14 to 20 can go for free for as long as they need to. Since opening in November 2016, it served about 35 kids. School director Scott Renaud says most students smoke marijuana and many are abusing prescription meds.
Typically Adderall and Xanax are the two biggest culprits there.
Some use opiates, he says. The school drug tests students weekly, though they get to continue attending regardless of the outcome, and it provides counseling. They do classwork online with a Florida virtual school, and the Duval School District provides a teacher and computers.
And then we provide other enrichment type activities, ranging from yoga to weight training. We operate the community garden for Arlington.
But he says if the state approves his $700,000 ask, the school will be able to hire more therapeutic staff, add more activities, and fund buses.
And so that's really the thrust of using that money, is to be able to develop better ways to get kids to the program and have the staff ready for them when they get there.
He says lack of transportation is one of the biggest barriers keeping students away. This month, he's been able to hire one bus to pick up kids on the north side, but Renaud says that's not enough. The funding bill is being sponsored by Neptune Beach representative Cord Bird. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.